My ears popped, light bloomed around us, and Peter and I were spit out of the air into instant cold. Down the side of a mountain we tumbled, the snow cushioning us. Peeta shifted into her snow leopard form and stopped her slide, but I continued to roll. I headed straight for the edge of a cliff. I scrambled, doing all I could to dig my hands and feet into something that would slow me. I managed to spin around so I was going feet first, and I stared back up at the streak of blood I left in the snow behind me. The snow was too soft to use as a grip. I called up the earth under the snow, but it was too far down to help me. I wasn't Lark. I couldn't draw the earth like she could.
Peeta?
Hang on, I'm coming!
She raced down the snow, but it was going to be close. I held my hand up as my legs shot out into open air. With a last leap, she landed and grabbed my hand in her mouth. You know, I think you like the drama of the last second rescue. I put my free hand into the snow, and Peeta helped me away from the open overhang. I took a look back, and my heart pounded as I stared at the abyss below. As far as I could see, there was no bottom, no end to the fall that no doubt would have killed me. Peeta.
Drama of the last second? I'm good, Ash, but even I'm not that good. I almost didn't. Doesn't matter. You're on this side of the mountain, as am I.
She flexed her shoulders and shook her head. I stared out from our vantage point. The mountain spread in a blanket of white and gray around us. As I situated myself with the four points of the earth, I twisted to the Eyrie. Or at least where the Eyrie had been before Lark destroyed it.
Cold?
And summer, so the depth of the chill won't kill me. At least I have that going for me.
I suppose you had a reason for bringing us here? You said granite, but you also said cassava. Which is it?
Both, I think. I can't shake the sense that granite is here too. The pull to the Eyrie was too strong.
What did you say?
There's something I've never shared with anyone, Peeta. A trait I have that bubbled up during my Ender training. Latent tracking abilities. It's what gave me the title of being one of the best.
I'm sorry. What?
I can sometimes sense where a person is when I look at the globe in the traveling room. Not to the depth of a true tracker, but I can often get a generalized area for those I know well. Granite, I know very well. Cassava, I know her better than I want to.
That's why you thought Lark was dead when she was in the Oubliette. Because you couldn't sense her?
Yes.